Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Saberson Method New SAT Vocabulary Workbook by Katja Saberson is a test prep workbook focused on building the kind of vocabulary that appears most often on the SAT, especially in the reading and writing portions. Rather than presenting long, disconnected word lists, it emphasizes learning words through context and patterns, aligning with the modern SAT's preference for understanding meaning in passages and sentences. The book is structured as a sequence of short, manageable lessons designed to fit into busy study schedules. Each lesson groups high-frequency words around a unifying theme and ends with a brief quiz to reinforce retention and check understanding. Across the workbook, students encounter more than 700 vocabulary words, along with guidance meant to make learning stick over time. The overall purpose is practical help college-bound students strengthen comprehension, interpret tone and argument more accurately, and reduce confusion on frequently tested wording, including transition language and commonly mixed up terms. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, high-frequency SAT vocabulary with a focused scope. A central feature of the workbook is its emphasis on high-frequency vocabulary, meaning words that tend to appear repeatedly in SAT-style passages and questions. This focus helps students spend their time efficiently, prioritizing vocabulary that is more likely to affect performance in reading comprehension and writing-focused tasks. Instead of trying to master every advanced word imaginable, the workbook narrows attention to a curated set of more than 700 terms that are relevant to the exam. That scope is large enough to meaningfully expand a student's working vocabulary, but still bounded enough to feel achievable. The approach also supports students who are trying to make quick gains, because it offers an organized way to tackle vocabulary without guessing what matters. By working through a defined collection, learners can steadily build familiarity with words that shape meaning, tone, and logic in SAT passages. In practice, this kind of targeted vocabulary study can help students interpret author claims, differentiate between near synonyms and answer choices, and avoid misreading key phrases that determine whether an option is correct. Secondly, learning words in context instead of memorizing lists. The workbook reflects the SAT trend toward vocabulary in context, where students must infer meaning from how a word functions in a sentence or passage. As a result, the book places more weight on understanding than rote memorization. Lessons are designed to make students connect a word to usage and nuance, which is essential when answer choices include close alternatives or when a familiar word is used in an unfamiliar way. Studying vocabulary this way also supports reading fluency, because students are less likely to stop and mentally translate single words while reading. The thematic lesson structure reinforces this context-first mindset by grouping words that share a concept or domain, making it easier to remember definitions and to notice how words differ. This can be particularly valuable for words that have overlapping meanings but different connotations, formality, or typical placement in arguments. The end goal is not just knowing a definition, but being able to recognize what the word implies in an author's reasoning, tone, and transitions, which is exactly what SAT questions often test. Thirdly, a short lesson and quiz format built for consistent practice. The book's structure uses many short lessons to make vocabulary study feel manageable and repeatable. This matters because vocabulary growth usually depends on consistency more than cramming, and students often abandon resources that feel too dense or time-consuming. Each lesson centers on a theme and ends with a mini quiz, giving students an immediate way to check whether they can recognize meaning and apply what they learned. That frequent retrieval practice is important for long-term retention because it forces the brain to recall information rather than just reread it. The format also supports flexible pacing. Students can complete a small unit during a brief study session or combine several lessons when they have more time. For self-study, the quizzes provide quick feedback loops that help students identify weak areas early. For classroom or tutoring use, the same structure makes it easy to assign specific lessons and monitor progress. Overall, the lesson and quiz design aims to lower friction and keep students studying steadily until the words become familiar enough to support faster, more accurate SAT reading and writing decisions. Fourthly, vocabulary aligned with common SAT passage domains. The workbook organizes vocabulary in a way that corresponds to the kinds of reading students face on the SAT. Passages frequently draw from areas such as history and social studies, science and nature topics, and literary or narrative excerpts. Building vocabulary in these domains can improve comprehension because students encounter recurring academic and analytical terms across passages, not just in isolated questions. When students recognize domain-linked vocabulary, they can follow an argument more smoothly, track cause and effect, and understand the stakes of a claim without getting stuck on unfamiliar phrasing. Thematic organization also helps learners form mental categories, which makes recall easier than storing words as separate items. This is especially relevant on time tests, where a moment of uncertainty can lead to losing the thread of a paragraph or misreading a key sentence. By repeatedly practicing vocabulary that fits typical SAT content areas, students become more comfortable with the language of explanation, comparison, and evidence. This supports not only answering direct vocabulary questions, but also handling inference, main idea, and function questions that depend on grasping the meaning of entire sentences. Lastly, transitions, idioms, and commonly confused words for writing clarity. Beyond general academic vocabulary, the workbook includes attention to categories that often cause avoidable mistakes on the SAT, particularly in writing-focused tasks. Transition words matter because they signal relationships between ideas, such as contrast, continuation, cause, or conclusion. If a student does not understand the precise role of a transition, they may choose an option that sounds reasonable but breaks the logic of a paragraph. Similarly, commonly confused words can lead to subtle misinterpretations, especially when two terms look similar or share partial meanings. Addressing these traps helps students become more accurate when selecting the best word or phrase in context. Idioms can also be challenging for students who are less immersed in everyday English usage, including many international students. A workbook that explicitly includes idiomatic language and confusion pairs can therefore reduce uncertainty and improve confidence. Importantly, mastering these categories is not only about vocabulary growth, but about writing logic and clarity. Because the SAT often tests whether a sentence communicates the intended meaning and whether connections between sentences are coherent. This makes the focus on transitions and confusion sets a practical complement to broader word study. In conclusion, the Severson Method new SAT vocabulary workbook is best suited for high school students preparing for the SAT who want a structured, realistic way to strengthen vocabulary without getting lost in endless lists. It can also work well for teachers, tutors, and parents looking for a paced resource with built-in checkpoints, and for students who prefer studying in short sessions. The main benefit is practical by learning a large set of commonly appearing words through themes and context. Students can read SAT passages with better flow, recognize tone and argument more reliably, and make more confident choices when answer options hinge on subtle wording. The recurring mini-quizzes encourage steady review and help turn passive recognition into usable knowledge. Within the crowded SAT prep category, the workbook stands out less by promising shortcuts and more by matching the exam's current emphasis on vocabulary in context. Its lesson structure is approachable, and its inclusion of items like transitions, idioms, and commonly confused words targets mistakes that can disproportionately affect scores. Used alongside full-length practice tests and reading practice, it can be a strong vocabulary backbone for sustained score improvement. If you would like to support Katya Severson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.